Gedorim, if you that the Shulchanos, the 10 Shulchanos that Shulchan HaMelech made, were put between Safin and Dorim, they went widthwise. If so, Shaper, it's good that he could have all 10 of them, and all of them should be on the Dorim side of the Heichel. Elo Laman Diyama, Mizrach and Mariv, no, the Shulchanos were between Mizrach and Mariv, it went lengthwise. If so, Michti, let's see. Shulchan Kam Moshuch Min HaKoysel, how far away does the Shulchan have to be from the Kaisel? It has to be at least Shtei Amis Amachta. It has to be at least two Amis and a half. Why? So Rashi explains, because the Kahanim used to have to go on the side there to bring the Lechem upon him there. And we'll have the next Mishnah that the two Kahanim went together. So in order for two people to stand there, you have to have at least two Amis and a half. So if so, the Amad Day. And the Shulchan itself was also an Amma. Then, Vishtei Amma Samachtza de Bene Bene, between again, after the Shulchan, between the next one, also has to be space for two and a half Amas, in order for the Kahanim to go there to take off the Lechem. Then, the Amma for the second Shulchan, or the Shulchan Shomosha. Then, Vishtei Amma Samachtza de Bene Bene, there was again a space of two and a half Amas, and then the Amma de Day, the Yam of the next row of the Shulchan. Because we're going now to the top picture of Rashi, that's true, they were not all ten together, but there were two rows of five and five, and the Shulchan Shemesha was in the middle. Since so going crosswise, there has to be, comes out, more than ten Amos. There has to be ten Amos and a little bit more. So Shtakach comes out, to Kochol Shulchan, Palga Diyam to Bedorim. It's like ten and a half Amos. So one half of an Amma of the Shulchan is going out into the Dorm side. And that's not right. We have the Shulchan has to be all on the Sofen side, not on the Dorm side. Smur says no. Mi Savrit do you hold that Shulchan de Moshe Bahadayu have a Yosef at the top picture of Rashi, that there were two rows, and in the middle of the two rows was the Shulchan Shel Moshe. Then we said going across the width, it comes out between these three of them that it's more than ten amis. Lay, the case was the midli lay, they put a little bit above, or monach lay, or mitisalhu lidetu porto. That the case is that the shulchan shemesha that was a little bit up all the way on top, and then the two rows were a little bit below, a little bit downwards. Kitalmud hayoshvifne rabbi. So the two rows of the shulchanos was like a Talmud sitting in front of the Rebbe. So this is like in the middle of Rashi, the picture here, that you have two rows, and on top of it was the Shulchan Shemesha. So therefore, if there's just two rows, you don't have to have ten Amos for the two rows. So therefore, it's good that all the Shulchanos were all on the Tzofen side of the Heichel, no part of it went on the Durham side. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learn like this, Asara Shulchanos Asa Shloimai. Shloimai Melech made ten Shulchanos. But v'loyhoyu misadrin el al shamosha, which shulchan did he actually use to put the lechem upon him, Tamid? That was only the shulchan shamosha. Shneimer the pasuk says, v'yes hashulchan asher olav lechem upon him, zov, that mashma es hashulchan, Rashi says, loshen yochid, only one shulchan did they use to have the lechem upon him. So even though there were ten shulchanas that Shlomo made, but they only used the shulchan shamosha. And the same thing, Esther Menorahs Asa Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made 10 menorahs, but Lohoya Madlikim Melech B'Shem Moshe, which menorah did he actually light in the Beis Hamikdash? That was the menorah that was there for Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneimer the pasuk says, Es Menorahs Hazov V'Nei Roseh Lovah Be'erev. Again, a Lashon Yochid, Menorahs Hazov V'Nei Roseh, Mashma, only one menorah was used all the time. And the other 10 were just there, but the which one was used was only one. These are the words of the Tanakhama. Now Reb Lezer ben Shemua Eimer, he says, no, Akulam hoyu misadrin. They used to use all ten shulchanos. Not the same time, but they used to change around. One time this shulchan, one time that shulchan, but all ten were used. Shneim the post, another post it says, es hal shulchanos, v'yaleim lechem aponim. Mashmesh hal shulchanos, that all the shulchanos were used. And the same thing with Blazer ben Shmuel holds also, over Kulam Hoye Madlikin, that used to change around, but all 10 menorahs were used. Shneim the pasuk says es hamenoyrois for neiros seim levarim kemishpat lefnei advir zov. Sager. Also says loshner es hamenoyrois for neiros seim. Mashrim the benoyrois loshem plural till all the menoyrois were used. Now Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Yudhuaim used to say no, that loyhoyu misadrin elo al shomoisha. That the only misadr, the only used to put lechem upon him on the shulchan shomoisha. If so, elamani mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk that says, v'yes ha-shulchanos, asher oleim lechem upon him zov, that mashmer shulchanos, loshen rabim, mashmer they used a few shulchanos. So he learns, like we'll have the next mishnah, elo shloisha shulchanos, shoy ba-migdash. That there were three shulchanos that were used in the Beis Hamikdash. Shnayim shoy b'ulam. Two of them were outside the heichal in the ulam. The ulam was before the heichal. Mibifnim, inside the ulam. Lepesach habayis, right by the Pesach into the heichal. But it was in the ulam. And echot shokes, and out of these two, here we have the girsa, that echot shokes of yechot shazov. Was he laid in the Mishnah, the girsa is one was shoshayish made out of marble. There it says, these two outside, one was made out of silver, one was made out of gold. And al shokesef, the shulchan was made out of silver, noisen lechem upon him echnisosai. When the Kohanim used to come in on Shabbos with the new lechem upon him, before they went into the heichol, they would put it down on this shulchan outside in the ulam. The al shalzov, the other shulchan, that was also in the ulam, that was made out of gold, that one was used, b'itziyosai. When they take the lechems out of the heichal, b'yitziyosay, when they're leaving, what's the klal? Shemalim b'kodesh v'lo meridin. You have to go upwards and not downwards. So since you started out first with shokesef, because you can't start off right away with shogold, because you go then to outside gold to the inside gold, then when you come out, you can't come down again to the silver. We have to go up and not down. So therefore, we start out the shokesef with the silver shulchan, then we take it inside to the gold one, and then when we take them out again, we put them also on the gold one. The tzachidish is also called Mailum Makodish, even though it's not a nafkmin in Kedusha, it's nafkmina how nice it was. That one was gold, so once it got onto the gold one, it would not be nice to bring it down again to the silver one. Therefore, the way it worked was first they put it onto the silver one, then inside onto the gold one, and again outside onto the gold one also. Now, Echad Shelzov Mibifnim, the one shulchan that was inside in the heichal itself, that was made out of gold, and Sheolav Lechem upon him Tamid, that was always the Lechem upon him. That's where the Ikal Lechem was, so really there's only one shulchan to be used. That the pasuk says, Ashal Shechonis, Aloshin Rabin, meaning to say because there were three that were used, that on in and out, for the actual lechem upon that was there the whole week, that stayed on the shulchan lefnim, only one. The other word says, Minolon, how do we know this cloud being maridin? They're not supposed to take something down, bring it down to Madrega for the way it was before. So Omar Rebbe, the other quote apostle says, Vayokom Moshe Samishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Vayiten es Adonav, he put on the bottom the sockets. Vayosem es Kiroshav, and that he put the boards. Vayiten es Brichov. Vayokom es Amudav, and he put up the Amudav. So Rashi, the Diak is, it always says Vayokom, it says at the end again Vayokom. It only talks about putting it up, it's not talking about putting it down. Mashmer Shemalin, we always go upwards. The Rashi says, Midireisha v'seifu the crew of Loshin HaKomo, the afilu b'tzachos ha-Loshin li-hurid, shemamina ein maridin, you don't take something down. So therefore, that was the Raya of ein maridin, of Milan go up. Now the Mora says, Minolon, this is the Raya of ein maridin. Now, Minolon, the Milan, how do we know that such a yisoid that it should go upwards, maybe stay equal, but how do we know to say that the din of Milan that he's supposed to go upwards? So Amar Rav Achor Ba Yaakov the Yom HaKrov, because the pasuk says es machtois hachatoyim elo, these pens of the protectors hazara, then they were killed because of that. So the pasuk says take the machtois, these pens hachatoyim elo, the choytim elo b'nafshesim, they also oisam rukuye pachim tzipel amizbeach, you should make out of them thin like strips of gold and use it to beautify the Mizbeach, a covering for the Mizbeach. ki ekrivo lefnei Hashem, because first they were used lefnei Hashem, v'yekatshu v'yil yest of Nei Yisrael. So what do we say here? That betchilo tashmishim mizbech. At the beginning, these machtois, these pans, were only used for tashmishim. And they had the keteris on it that you would bring and burn on the mizbech. Was the tashmish was something that was used for the mizbech. The yachshu, what do we do with them now? Gufish mizbech. Now it says make it a tzipa, the mizbech means now malin, bring it up a madrego, let it be part of the mizbech itself. Then the pasuk says in Devarim, Asher shibarto v'samtem b'yorin. What does that mean to say that the broken luchos mashma were also put in the yorin? So Tony Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef learned, Malamre comes to teach us, Sheha luchos v'shivre luchos menachem b'yorin. Nechami, both were put into the yorin, and the yorin was the luchos. And also the shivri luchas, the first and the second luchas are both put into the urine. So mikan, from here we learn out le talmud chacham sheshachach talmudu et talmud chacham that forgets his learning. Mach mas einso is talmud einis happened. It wasn't his fault, but talmud forgot his learning. She noigem ba minig bizoin. You're not supposed to be noig a minig bizoin. Rather, like over here also, the shivri luchas, the broken luchas, were also put into the urine. We gave them covered not to be mivaza them. And then another limud we have from this is that Omar Rashlokeh says that from him